This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Kyiv on Tuesday in an unannounced diplomatic mission to reassure Ukraine that it has American support as it struggles to defend itself against the increasingly intense Russian attacks. The visit comes less than a month after Congress approved the long-delayed massive assistance package that sets aside $60 billion in aid for Ukraine, much of which will go toward replenishing badly depleted artillery and air defense systems. U.S. military assistance from a multi-billion dollar aid bill passed by Congress last month is already on the ground in Ukraine, according to White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
I don't want to suggest that all $1 billion worth of equipment is on the battlefield, but what you will see is a steady flow week by week. It's not like we've got to wait well out into the future before stuff starts getting delivered.
As part of the $95 billion aid bills, Congress authorized nearly $61 billion worth of various forms of aid to Ukraine, and the White House pledged to get the weapons into Ukraine swiftly. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his cabinet ministers were heckled on Monday at a Memorial Day ceremony held in honor of fallen soldiers and Israeli civilian victims. A person called Netanyahu garbage as he ended his speech addressing bereaved families in Jerusalem. The man whose voice was heard shouting as Netanyahu stepped down to the audience seats was asked by members of the public to keep quiet, but replied, "There's nothing to respect. He killed my children." This is VOA News. AP correspondent Charles Zila Desma reports that the U.S. worries efforts undertaken on AI by China could undermine national security.
China's official news agency, citing the foreign ministry, says the two sides would take up issues including the technological risks of AI and global governance. The National Security Council at the White House comments the U.S. team is being led by presidential advisor and senior director for technology and national security, Tarun Chhabra, and the State Department's acting special envoy for critical and emerging technologies, Seth Center.
That is AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reporting. A secret recording of Michael Cohen making of Donald Trump playing at his Tush Money trial. AP correspondent Julie Walker tells us more.
September 2016, Trump's then lawyer Michael Cohen set up a deal with his boss to buy Playboy model Karen McDougal's story about an affair which he denies, so it would not be public. Cohen secretly taped Trump.
I'm going to do that right away. I've actually come up and I've spoken to Alan Weisselberg about how to set the whole thing up with.
So what are we going to think?
Funding. Yes.
Weisselberg, then CFO of Trump's company. Trump asking about paying the deal in cash.
When it comes time for the financing, which will be...
Listen, what financing?
We'll have to pay you. So.
I'll pay the cash.
No. I got...
The jury heard the tape Monday. Trump denies charges. He falsified business records to cover hush money payments. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Plans have been unveiled for a permanent memorial honoring the 10 black victims of a racist mass shooting at a Buffalo, New York supermarket. The design released Monday features interconnected stone pillars and arches connected to a windowed building where exhibitions and events will be held. The announcement comes a day before the second anniversary of the May 14, 2022 attack at Topps grocery store located in a predominantly black Buffalo neighborhood. New York State has committed a total of $5 million to the $15 million project. On Tuesday, Topps will dedicate another memorial near the store and hold a moment of silence. Millions of Indians across 96 constituencies began casting their ballots Monday as the country's gigantic six-week-long election had just passed its halfway mark. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is seeking a third straight term with an eye on winning a supermajority in Parliament. Polling in the fourth round of multi-phase national elections across nine states and one union territory will be pivotal for Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.